Sorry. Big crows. Lots of city stuff. Not used to it. I ask you somewhere, then I'm the one that turns up late. That's just very me of me, isn't it? But, you find the place all right? Don't think I gave the best directions, but it's not exactly busy once you get to this area, so it's like, you get that feeling like, am I in the right place? You know what I mean? Good, good. Well, I'm glad you did. I was nervous. Not exactly my thing, like I said. Crowds, I mean. You know, the village I grew up in, it was this like tiny place up in the mountains. So a few people up there, I was related to half of them and I knew everyone's names. Never knew my dad though, still, somehow. Yeah. Anyway, glad you're here. Glad you decided to come. I wanted to talk to you about some things. Yeah, some things. Like, you know how life's kind of rough and lots of shit happens and we get into all these fights, we're moving around all the time, we're always being threatened. And just fucking stumbling onto just deranged out there shit. And I have to like pull some of you back from the brink of death, kicking and screaming. And sometimes I just don't feel grounded. Like there's nothing I can hold on to. And I want to be quiet. I want to be quiet and close and safe with someone. Which is where I come around to this. You make me happy. You make me feel safe. I like you. Good, good. I'm glad you like me too. But if you do, then there's something I'd like to do with you, if that's all right. Right. I should explain first. So the place that I come from, a lot of old tribal ideas kind of blend into how my people do things. How we relate to one another, we show that we care. There's this old ceremony that you can do as a way to show someone that you love them. It's about exposing yourself, about showing them where you're vulnerable, that you're not a threat to them, and that you wouldn't want to be, that you're never going to fight them or hurt them, you know? Showing them where your blind spots are so that they can watch them for you. It's something I'd like to do with you. I need to show you my body, and I'd need to see yours. Every scar, cut, bruise, and we tell each other how they happened. Yeah, I was being pretty literal when I said this was about being vulnerable. And if you're not comfortable, we don't have to do it. You can go right away if you don't feel the same way about me, and that's fine. And but I just needed you to know that I felt that way. And I wanted to know how you felt. Oh. Yeah, okay. That's good. Sorry, I'm glad. Most nervous I've been since a while. I'm glad. I'm really glad. Right, so, yeah. I'll go first. Yeah. Right here. Like I said, this place is abandoned. There's a hole in the roof. It's not like anyone's looking after the place. It's just you, me, and the big imposing door keeping passers-by out. If it still makes you uncomfy, then... No? No. Okay, then. Cool. So... Like I said, me first. You want to do my undershirt? I gotta warn you that I'm not wearing anything underneath it. It's just skin under there, so try not to get too excited. We're supposed to start off tender. Start off, yeah. Where things go after that? Well... That's kind of where the guidelines of this whole thing end. So it's up to us. Yeah. So worth keeping in mind. Help me out here, yeah? Oh. You've got softer hands than I thought. No. I like them. They're good hands. I know orcs kind of get the image of being down for rough and tough and nothing else, but I've got a soft spot for soft spots. You bet your ass it was a good line. But if I can pull your attention back on track, what do you think? Yes, of my body. A foresty green slab of divine muscle in front of you feels like it should be the most pressing thing in your mind, no? You could touch it if you want. It's kind of the whole point of this, right? Yeah. It's as nice as I thought it would be. Nice of you to go to the waist first, rather than getting gropey. But if you want to start, I'll guide your hands where they need to go, and I'll explain along the way. Mind if I take hold of your wrists? Thank you. And I'm glad you like my hands too. But first there's this spot. You see? That round scar on my hip. It's the biggest and oldest one I've got. I was a teenager at the time. I was in training at the convent I grew up at. And, well, it's not really an exciting story. I got shot with a crossbow on accident. I spent 2 months in bed or hobbling around afterwards with the girl who did it doting on me. I don't think I've ever seen someone so sorry for something. Oh yeah, no, I was pissed at her for a bit. But after a while, she kind of grew on me. We're actually still friends. Yeah, she's nice. Just don't let her go near anything pointy. Now, if you move your hand up towards my belly button, this one's faded, but you can see there's an old cut. This one's from an actual fight. Someone tried to slice me open. I was less bulky at the time, so even though they just nicked me, it went straight into the muscle. Yeah, the padding helps with it these days, I think. And I think I look better with a bit of bulk. You seem to be enjoying it. You getting squeezy? Ah, don't look scared. It's part of it. We're bonding. And I ain't gonna be gentle when it's my turn. Thank you. I was very brave when all of these happened, and I definitely didn't cry after the adrenaline went away. Ooh. Well, if they make me look badass, then that's a plus. Oh. You meant they look good, good. Well, not the compliment I was expecting, but I'll take it. We're going to go to my shoulder now. If you press at this one with your thumbs, you can feel that it's deep and soft. This was a fucky one. Didn't quite heal right. It doesn't hurt. It's actually quite nice when you press into it. Relieves the pressure. But, that one was from... Shit, I think you were actually there for that one. You remember? It was that crazy asshole sorcerer. He caught me in that cloud of daggers thing. Pissed me off so much I threw him into it. I thought it was kind of funny, but everyone else seemed a bit mad at the mess. Well, I didn't say anything about being hurt, because... Well, you know, wasn't a big deal. Just healing hands to myself and moved on. I had it. Well, yeah. This is about me letting you in, so. All right. Next time I get hurt, I'll let you know. And... And the cleric too. I will let everyone know the next time I'm seriously hurt. Also, your hands feel really nice. I notice you rubbing the sore spots whenever I stop telling a story. Smooth. Real smooth. Well, thank you. I do work hard on my body. Sometimes it feels like it's working back at me, but it's nice to be appreciated and for you to say all those nice things. I know, I'm really beating the stereotype of being an unfeeling blockhead, aren't I? I could grunt angrily at you whenever you touch my hair and smile at me, if it'd fit better. Yeah. Nah. Yeah. Anyway. We should do you now, before I let this drag on. Come on. Fuck. You know that's... Well... I was not gonna say it was better than I was expecting. It'd be rude to think out loud like that. But I do like you. Your body. I didn't do this just because you're a good guy. You happen to be a pretty nice piece of ass too. Well, I've got to be brutish somewhere, love. It's in my blood, isn't it? Take my hands. We can start wherever you want. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, I've noticed this one before. It's a bit conspicuous. It's on your neck, love. I had my theories. Vampire hickey? No, I was kidding. It's, well, it's intriguing. And I'm sure there's a great story behind it. Fuck. Ouch. God, you're lucky you made it out of that. I'm sorry, hun. If it's any consolation, it doesn't look bad. Kind of mysterious, if anything, right? Silver linings. So, lower stomach. Yeah, it's fine. Just, you know, feeling up your V-line, sort of. Wow. I had this image in my head that I wouldn't be the one losing my composure today. This whole thing is my thing. But, I did. Did do that. So, are my hands getting clammy? Not unpleasantly. Damn. All right then. I guess I'll just feel this one. This seems kinda newish. Like it's a bit of a bump and pretty thin. You're not running out of ones with good stories behind them, are you? Oh. Oh shit. Shit, no, yeah, I remember that. That's still showing. Huh. Guess you weren't complaining for nothing there. Give me one I haven't seen before though. Something big. Ah. Well. Legs out there. Let's do away with your trousers. It's not a problem, mate. I've had my tits out for 5 minutes. You're only showing me your fucking leg. Come on. Oh, shit. Holy fuck. That's... fuck me, man. Ugh. What is... wow. I feel like you kind of shut me up with that one. Can I... yeah, cheers. Fuck. Fuck me. Shit. Same scar on both sides of your thigh. That is... what was this? Yanked off a horse onto a spear. Damn. Shit. Just shit. How bad was it? As bad as it looks? Yeah, figures it would be worse. I had no idea. You never talked about it. It's gnarly. The way it spreads out on either side. The lines. It's... you're amazing. For surviving that. For coming out on the other side of it. Does it still hurt? Sometimes. Here. Let me... I'll see if I can help. Just lie back and relax, okay? It's just a touch of healing. Won't do much, but... it's soothing, right? It's like it's numb, but it feels good at the same time. Old pains tend to be like that. They set into your body and stay there. And after a while, you learn to live with them, and then a while later, you forgot that they were ever there. And then after that, you forgot what it's like to live without them. So when they're taken away, it's like there's this blissful hole where they used to be. I think you get what I mean by the look on your face. It's a good look. It's all right. It's all gonna be okay. I've been waiting for that for a while now. You made your way around the tusks pretty well. Makes for a pretty memorable first. And just so you know, I can see the shape in your pants. I wasn't planning on ignoring it. If you want, I can do something about it. Nothing better to go with taking chronic pain than giving you some chronic pleasure, right? Told you, I'm smooth as fuck. Do you want that though? You don't have to say yes. There we go. You know, I'm not a virgin, but I haven't seen many dicks in my life, but that's a nice one though. That's it. Just feel those sensations knit into one another. Wasn't so sure things would go this way myself, but I'm glad they did. I'm glad I managed to get you comfortable with me. I'm glad you like this. Yeah, I suppose it's an easy thing to enjoy. You're laid back on some cold tiles, with your pain being numbed, and your cock being cared for, in an old sanctuary, where we're safe, and where we're close. Well, yeah, I guess jerking you off on the steps of an old shrine isn't exactly to scripture, right? But I was never that good at that part of being a paladin. I was always more the physical type. But I don't think we're going to be met with disapproval. This is all in the service of love. Or helping one another. And I wouldn't worship anyone that tells me I can't do this. Because it feels like the right thing to me. It feels very, very right. Good. You're doing good. So well. So fucking well. Hey, you can move your hips if you wanna. We're past the stage where you need to be slow or careful or sensitive. You can be needy if you wanna be. Just do what comes naturally. Up you come. There it is. Find your rhythm. And, oh shit, I fucking, there you go. That's it. Come on. Good boy. That's good. Good fucking thick load. Kind of what I was looking for. Well, fucking done. Yeah, you came quickly. Hey, wait. It's not a bad thing, huh? I find it very flattering. You can't keep your shit together around me. Makes me feel pretty good about myself. And besides, nothing wrong with a quick round. That said, you got enough motion in the ocean for something a bit heavier. What do I have in mind? What's a playful way to put this? I've got a pretty impressive scar on my arse I'd like to show you. But you're mostly going to see me from the front. So take a look now if you want it. There's a... not actually a great story behind it. I just went to sit down on a pebble beach this one time and a big fucking rock jabbed me in the ass. And then I got mad and threw it into the sea. Yeah, no, dumb move. Yeah, not my smartest move. But you don't keep me around for my brains, do you? Well, shit, don't tell me I'm smart. You're gonna keep me on my soft side? Instead of letting me focus on pinning you to the ground? If I do focus on that, all the nice things I've been saying are gonna go out the window. And I'm gonna start digging into my instincts. Cut loose? You want me to cut loose? You're hard again. I reckon you can take it. If you want. I can get really, really authentic with you. And just do what comes naturally to me. Pin you down. Pull your hips up. Line your cock with my pussy. Brace your legs. Look you in the eye one last time. Smell the anxiety on your body. The excitement on your breath. And then fuck you against the shrine. Fuck. I've been waiting to do that for so, so long. Thanks. Thanks for letting me do this the way I want it. I was glad we did all the soft, touchy-feely shit. But like, in the back of my head, there's this part of my brain that just fires up when I see you. That part that tells me to breed this tiny little human in front of me. But I want to be sweet. I want to be kind to you. I want to make you feel safe. I want to feel safe. But also, bed breaking, hip busting, cock bruising, hot, sweaty, sex. That's very much on my to-do list as well. So if we can just go from one to the other. That's a big fucking win for me. That's a fucking absolutely perfect fucking day. And you're so fucking perfect for all of it. From the telling me how nice I look, to being there for me, to actually having scars I can do the stupid fucking ritual with. Seriously, that whole thing unto itself, it isn't a must, but fuck me, really a point in your favour, you know? Really does make me feel a bit nicer. Going into just using you in your nice dick, really. That's just doing what it's told. Oh, and hitting all the right spots. Fuck! Hands on your chest. On your shoulders. Fuck, 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 I love it. I love everything. Sweet. Fuck. Fucking. Oh, I know you're talking all confident. Yeah. 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 Yeah, I've got a potty mouth for a paladin. I'm a fucking quirky character. It's charming, isn't it? Uh-huh. I'm pretty fuck. That's actually a bit. Oh, God fucking damn it! I'm gonna finish it. Yes, I'm gonna feel free to be smug about this, but I'm gonna come on your dick. So. Fucking bear up. Take. I love you. Sorry for making that quiet. I was just crouched over you, drooling and whining. I'm an overwhelming paladin and an underwhelming orc, I guess. More smooth lines. But you're a perfect girl. I think that went well. Good luck having a better bonding session than that. Well, think about it. We touched each other's most jagged and vulnerable memories. And we fucked each other's brains out. And we did it at an old shrine. That's caring for the mind, body, and soul covered pretty perfectly there, if you ask me. And I'm basically an expert on all three subjects, so... we're both good. I'm glad you agree. And if not, we can do this again. But until then, there's a long list of other traditional and less traditional things we can do. And I intend to enjoy the whole thing from start to finish.